This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have a comment or success story you would like to share, if you have a comment or if you want to contribute to the conversation about what's going on in the news today, we want to hear from you, 844-236-6010. If you'd like to purchase Youngevity products, the ones I take, the ones I recommend, the ones I've taken and recommended now for 22 years, call 866-735-2470. Or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the Youngevity products are up on our website, plus a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can be in the $100-plus billion healthcare business. People are really getting hip to nutritional supplements. Our Youngevity business has just exploded in the last 3 or 4 months, as you can imagine. Imagine when people are beginning to understand the importance of building the immune system, of strengthening the immune system using nutritional supplements, of just having a better life, of being healthier using nutritional supplementation. If you want to be part of the $100-plus billion healthcare business, if you want to be part of the nutritional supplement business, if nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life or your family in their lives, this might be a great opportunity for you, and everybody should be thinking about taking care of their financial health independently. You don't want to be working for the man. If you're working for the man and you get fired and you get laid off and you get furloughed, well, that's just the way it is when you work for the man. That's why you want to work for yourself. That's why you want to be financially independent. That's what independence is about. That's what freedom is about. Not having to rely on somebody else. Not having to rely on the government. We rely on the government so much. We depend on authorities so much. And then when they mislead us, we get mad. And then when they operate in a self-serving manner, we riot and we freak out. Take control of your life. Take control of your financial life. Take control of your health life. Be your own health authority. Be your own financial authority. Authority means to write. Don't let somebody else write your story for you. When it comes to your health, it's super important. When it comes to your financial health, it's important. If a home-based business opportunity sounds good to you, if you've been thinking about a home-based business opportunity, now is the perfect time. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the Join the Team Now link on all our websites. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products. We've got Father's Day special. We've got our Brianna Beauty, Beauty Brianna special going on. We've got our masks, which haven't been released to the general public yet, but they're available on special at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing the skin. Healing is beauty. That is the message. You don't need silicone. You don't need vegetable oil. You don't need surfactants and waxes and thickeners. You need active ingredients, and that's what you'll find at True Skin Health in True Skin Health products. 100% active and functional formulations. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right, we got a friend of mine and a previous guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Misty Cogdill is going to talk about alphabet alchemy, how to uncover your long-hidden talents using your handwriting. Misty's got a really interesting take on the alphabet and on the meanings of all the letters and the meanings of words, and especially on the meanings of names. Misty is the founder of Alphabet Alchemy. She has been working with handwriting and letters for 9 years. She helps clients change their mindset, increase their business, improve their business goals, or help them reach their business goals. And she's just finishing up a book. She'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your phone calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. And we really want to hear from you. You don't have to have a question. I want to hear what you guys think about what's going on in the world today. And if you're using nutritional supplementation and it's benefited you, or if you have other strategies, coping strategies. We want to hear about those as well. Coping is really what it's all about. Everybody's just coping when you come right down to it. And having a successful life is a matter of having healthy coping strategies. Most of our coping strategies are not healthy. And many of our coping strategies are given to us. Many of our beliefs are given to us. Many of the ideas about the ideas we have about the world are given to us. Edward Bernays talked about this. Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's cousin or nephew, I think. Sigmund Freud was the first guy to talk about unconscious drives, or at least to codify and scientifically study unconscious reasons why we have behaviors. Today we know, and we take for granted, there's this thing called the unconscious or the subconscious, which, by the way, the unconscious or the subconscious is not like a geographical location. It's not an anatomical space. You don't have a little spot in your brain called the unconscious. It's kind of what we're led to believe or what it sounds like. Oh, it's in your unconscious. Oh, it's in your subconscious. No, the unconscious and subconscious is just unconsciousness, or the unconscious, we'll say, is just the stuff that causes us to act a certain way that we don't know of. And I'm just going to say the unconscious and the subconscious are the same thing. They're probably slightly different, but unconscious and subconscious refers to causes of behavior that we're not aware of. Sigmund Freud was the first guy to discuss this, and his cousin, or his nephew, Edward Bernays, was the first guy to use it for advertising and marketing and to sell things. And he was a brilliant guy, and he wasn't an evil person, although some of the end results of his research was used evilly. He actually wrote a book called Propaganda, which talked about how to move masses, about how to move large groups of people. Does this sound familiar to anybody? We are part, as individuals, we are part of a crowd. Whether we like it or not, we're part of a crowd. We're born into a crowd. One of the things about crowds is they don't act critically. They don't think critically. Crowds don't have critical thinking skills. Crowds act reflexively. And the fact that crowds act reflexively makes them easy to manipulate, to buy things, to believe things, to do things. And this is what's happening in the world today. We're buying things, we're believing things, we're doing things because we're incited to, or we're compelled to, or we're convinced to by outside authorities who don't give a rat's you-know-what about us. Quote from Edward Bernays, quote, "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses," that's us, "is an important element in a democratic society." And what he was saying was, that in a democratic society, you got to know how to move the masses. Continuing, "Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society," that's our mass unconscious, "constitute an invisible government." Those who manipulate constitute an invisible government. It's not the people you see on TV. There's an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we've never heard of. Unquote. You see what's happening here, people? We're being twisted. We're being manipulated. We're being, our strings are being pulled like a puppet, like a marionette by puppet masters. It's rude and it's unfair, but it's our fault. It's our fault. We have control. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 842-366-1010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Bright Side Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're We're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Got lots of lines open for you. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get to you momentarily. 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, the longevity products, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you there too. If you have questions about something you read about or heard about in this crazy world of disinformation, especially health disinformation. It's easy to understand why people who don't have a health background or science background just throw up their hands and trust people. But when we trust doctors, who are mostly well-meaning, by the way, but they're not scientists. Doctors are not necessarily scientists. Being a clinician is not the same as being a scientist. I talked in the past about this last couple weeks. I've been talking about this guy who I met a few weeks ago, a doctor. He's wearing a mask, and I didn't know he was a doctor, but I started talking to him, and I was just kind of curious. I was waiting in line with him, and I was kind of curious, so I just wanted to talk to him about the mask. He said, "Oh, yeah, it's a real virus. I'm a doctor." And then I said, "Oh, you're a doctor. Great. Maybe you want to come on my radio program." He said, "Oh, yeah, I'll come on your radio program. I've done lots of podcasts." He was very happy to do that. And I said, "What's the name of your program?" I said, "The Bright Side. You should look it up." And then we went our separate ways, and I called him the next day to come on the program. And he says to me, "You know, I think I'm too scientific for your audience." As if he's a scientist because he's a doctor. Well, I got on his Facebook page, this doctor. He's no scientist. He's just spewing out nonsense that he heard in medical school. About viruses and about respiratory viruses and about wearing masks and protecting yourself and about how what a terrible thing this virus is and how we have to wear masks and we have to stay in the house and we got to social distance. This Facebook page is filled with this claptrap. And this idea that we're trusting these people to make decisions for us, it's because we don't believe in ourselves, because we don't know what's going on in our bodies, we don't understand science, we don't understand chemistry, and you know where it all begins? It begins in the school system. It begins in education where we're taught to listen to authorities. Our education system is based on concepts that were developed first, believe it or not, in ancient Greece and Sparta. That's where the education system really began. Then it proceeded into the 17th century with Martin Luther and the Emperor of Prussia, who both decided that we should have a system of public education, which, by the way, is probably a good thing back then. And we're still operating with this system where you have a teacher in the front of the classroom and the teacher tells the students what to think and how to think. And if the students dare question the teacher, they get kicked out or they get medicalized because they have ADHD, because they're questioning too much or they don't want to pay attention to what the teacher's saying. Long story short, at the end of 8 years of conditioning and hypnosis and entrancement and authority trips, you have a dumbed down population that believes what they're told, naively. And unfortunately, because, as we said before we went to the break, that there are people who manipulate us intentionally. Edward Bernays' quote, "Our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas are suggested by men we have never heard of." We end up being told we got to be vaccinated, being told that we have to stay in the house, being told that we got to wear a mask. How offensive. I don't know what's more offensive, that we're told we have to wear a mask or that our idiot neighbors make us wear a mask. There are people, I was watching a video of a bunch of people in Staten Island, New York supermarket yelling at this poor woman who didn't want to wear a mask. "How dare you get out of the store? You're endangering all our lives." And I know I'm preaching to the choir here. I wish I could talk to somebody who actually believes this nonsense. You guys, if you have a friend who actually believes this nonsense and would like to come on the radio program, I have an open invitation to just share what they really believe. Share the ideas that their belief in this idea that you got to wear a mask or you got to social distance or you got to stay in the house or you're going to spread a virus, that this thing is contagious and you've got to stay away from all other human beings. I want to talk to those people. I don't get to talk to them very often. I like to talk to them on the radio. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I've been reading about cannabis for the last few days, cannabis for pain management, but also cannabis, as it turns out, at least according to this latest article, cannabis smoking may increase the risk for fungal infections. This is from Emerging Infectious Diseases. The likelihood of having a fungal infection was increased in association with cannabis use, according to a study published in the May 13th edition of Emerging
infectious diseases. Researchers found that 0.08%, 53,000 persons who use cannabis, as opposed to 0.03% of persons who did not use cannabis, had a fungal infection. As patients with patients who smoke cannabis were more likely to have a fungal infection, but they were also more likely to have other infections. Cannabis smoking has a suppressant effect on the immune system, as all smoking does. Just another way we can build our immune system, just another strategy we can include into our day-to-day lives to not get viral, fungal, or bacterial infections. And by the way, I'm going to read this one. Take your phone calls here in a second, but this is really very interesting to me. Diabetes is a major risk factor for viral infections. Diabetes or any blood sugar problems, and you don't have to have full-blown diabetes, by the way. Any insulin problems, any blood sugar problems, are going to suppress your immune system. And I did my moment of truth today on insulin resistance. Our moment of truths are all up at our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Misty Codgill is going to talk about the alphabet and the importance of the alphabet when it comes to our businesses, our lives, our dreams, our goals, our visions, and the relevance of the alphabet when it comes to our name and the importance of our name itself when it comes to how our lives show up. We'll talk to Misty Codgill. Alphabet Alchemy is her business. She's the founder of Alphabet Alchemy. We'll talk to her in the bottom of the hour. Let's get to your phone calls. 844-236-6010. Good morning, Shauna in Idaho. How you doing, Shauna?
Good morning, Van.
Good morning.
So fun. You got me all hyped.
Did I get you hyped up?
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting for more people to stand up and say, the emperor doesn't even have any clothes on.
The emperor has no clothes. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. The emperor has no clothes. But here's the thing, Shauna. I want to talk to somebody who thinks the emperor has clothes. That's who I want
true.
To talk to.
I would like to hear that, too. Because
I want to hear what they say. So you have any friends, tell them to come on the bright side. If you have any friends who say, this is a terrible thing, I'd like to hear from you. What's going on today?
I would love for you to get my hypnotherapist on. He's so amazing, and he talks about the unconscious and the conscious mind and his theory, and it's so amazing. But I had a shoulder pain and, you know, my hip that's been bothering me, and I did a session, and ta-da, no more.
How do you like that?
It's so powerful.
Our mind is so... Hang on, let's sit with that for a second. We have been given by the divine force, God, whatever you want to say, we've been given a mind, and it's so powerful. There used to be a commercial, I don't know if you remember this, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Of course, it was a commercial for people to go to college, but nonetheless, a mind is a terrible thing to waste is an important concept to keep in mind, to remember. If you waste your mind, you're going to be led, and you're going to be led by the nose, like a bull and a dog, or like a animal on a leash, and that's what's happening to us because we're not taking advantage of our mind. Did you have a quick question? Because we're running out of time.
I just finished reading The Jackrabbit Factor by Leslie House. Keeper, really good. I was curious about the HCA growth hormone and these new exercises.
You have to come on again. You have to call me tomorrow. Okay. What's the book called? I didn't hear what you said. The book was called.
Jackrabbit Factor. It's all on making our mind bring about what we want.
Thank you. Jackrabbit Factor. Thank you, Shauna. We got Misty Codgill coming up right after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The White House continues to say that intelligence concerning Russia allegedly placing bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan was not actionable. Speaking with reporters a short time ago, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says,
"There's no one that has looked at more of the intel than I have."
And Meadows says a New York Times report claiming that President Trump had not been briefed about the information was unreliable and not substantiated. While speaking to reporters, Meadows also said to expect negotiations on another coronavirus stimulus package to begin during the second or third week of this month. Meadows saying that President Trump has made it clear he supports a second round of stimulus checks for American workers, and Trump is also advocating for other things like a payroll tax cut. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wall Street is opening sharply higher this morning to start the first full trading week of July, as Friday was a day off for the street in advance of the 4th of July holiday. Airline stocks and others tied to the economic recovery are gaining ground as investors remain upbeat, despite the uptick in those coronavirus cases in America. Gasoline prices across the U.S. have decreased for the first time in nearly 10 weeks, said they had been edging up. We get more on the story from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Although it's a tiny drop of 1 cent for a national average of $2.17 a gallon, the price is 59 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the wide disparity of prices across the nation.
Across the country, the lowest average gas prices can be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.81 per gallon, followed by Louisiana at $1.83, Arkansas at $1.85, Texas at $1.86, and Oklahoma also at $1.86 per gallon. Leading the nation with the priciest gasoline is California, where the statewide average has risen to $3.08 per gallon, followed by Hawaii, which has seen a drop to $3.07 per gallon, Washington at $2.70, Nevada at $2.61, and Oregon at $2.58 per gallon.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the break side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7. On the archive page at brightsideben.com, also on benfuchsarchives.com. We have a search engine up at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter the UK for setting that up. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And True Skin Health products, including our Brianna special and our Father's Day special, are all up at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. 100% active and functional ingredients, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. www.thebrightsidenews.com. Well, I am very excited to have our guest on. Misty Cogdill is a friend of mine and also a very insightful woman. She's got quite an interesting vision about handwriting and about the alphabet, about letters in general. She's the founder of Alphabet Alchemy. She's been studying handwriting for 9 years. She works with clients to help them change their mindset, help increase their business and reach their goals using handwriting analysis. She's putting the finishing touches on a book. She's got some really cool things to say about handwriting and about letters in general. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Misty Cogdill. What's up, Misty?
Hey, Ben, how are you?
It's very nice to talk to you. You and I have been in touch, and I've been doing a lot of research on your stuff. Very fascinating. I've been on your Facebook page. You've got a lot of great fans, and you're doing some good stuff. Tell people about the alphabet, a little bit about the alphabet and how they can use the alphabet, and then a little bit about their names, the letters in their names, and how they can use that to improve the quality of their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our handwriting is basically, it's a graphic representation of our thought patterns, and kind of the way we think and our experiences in life can show up on paper. And what happens is we sometimes have self-sabotages that are found in our handwriting, and I can come along and point those out so that you can consciously not write in a certain way because it's triggering a limiting pattern that may be blocking you in your life. So I'm able to remove those blocks on a conscious level and have you, you know, start to write in a different way that will then help you to advance in your career or in a relationship or in your health or emotions, because our handwriting currently is linked to certain emotions. And if we have unsolved emotions, those can cause a lot of triggers. And, you know, changing your writing in the most beneficial way can just open up a lot of doors and help heal a lot of past wounds. And just help in many, many, many ways. I've seen several different experiences with clients, and it's just been profound and amazing to see. So I've had a lot of fun with it, supported a lot of people, and every time that I start working with someone, I'm always excited to see what's going to open up for them. But basically, when a child is born, you know, they're given a name, and then their name has certain, every letter has a certain energy with it. And with that energy, you kind of do an energy exchange with the parents, or what the child does as they grow up with the parents. And then those certain patterns, you know, play out in our life, and they're linked to certain personality traits. They're linked to certain characteristics and certain experiences that could be happening. So I always work with the client and kind of work with them directly, individually, with the letters, their name, their family's names, and just kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together to see what is their block and what are they wanting to achieve. And then we kind of look at their handwriting to address it.
So when I hear you,
very fascinating.
When I hear you say that, I think to myself, well, if my handwriting is connected to my emotions and my feelings and literally to my brain and likewise with my name, if I change my handwriting, I can change the way I think, or I can change how I see the world or my emotions or my feelings. And if I change my name, likewise the same way. But I can't just change it randomly. I have to change it in a certain direction. How do you know how to change your handwriting to make more money? How do you know how to change your handwriting to quit smoking? How do you know which way to change your name to have a more fulfilling life?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's absolutely true. Is you can change it, but that's just the thing, is every person's different because every person's individual blocks may be different. You know, somebody might draw loops in their letter T's, which is going to be one self-sabotage, as somebody else, you know, may have a completely different sabotage. So I don't know the individual person's limits and what they're going through. So I'd have to look at their handwriting to see it and to be able to redirect them to overcome it. So it's just an individual reading that you do. That, I mean, there's certain tips and advice that I give all of my clients, and then, you know, there's a certain way that you can write each letter that is the most beneficial way, because the way we were taught in grade school was all limiting. You know, and then I was curious about that. Like, why were we being taught a certain way in grade school? Because there was a study done for 26 years where they studied each letter of the alphabet, one letter for an entire year, And during that study, they found the most beneficial way to write each letter, and it does not match the way that we were taught in grade school.
Yes, I understand that specific people are going to have specific challenges and specific ways of writing are going to imply specific things for individuals, but are there general things that everybody can benefit from when it comes to how they write their names or how they write anything, really, that can improve their lives? That
yes,
everybody
absolutely.
Will benefit from? Give us some examples.
The example that I like to say is with the letter T, I know from personal experience with my name being Misty, I'd written loops in my T, which actually when you do a loop when you're writing the T, it's activating the L, which is functioning from spirit. And when you do the crossbar, it's putting almost like a sword through spirit. So I was actually attracting negative, hurtful experiences to myself. And so when I learned this on a conscious level, I stopped doing that. I wrote them as neatly as I could and then always crossed your T's on top. And then I was able to remove those hurtful negative experiences, almost like you just felt like, you know, why me? And then you're like, well, because it is you. And then once I changed my handwriting, those certain experiences went away. So
looping,
that's the example loop. That I like to give that I share with all of my clients.
So you know, I didn't quite understand that. I know what a cross is when you put a T. So it's kind of like a sword. But what's a loop? What do you mean by looping a T?
So the loop, when people go to write a T, like a lowercase T, and instead of going down instead of going up and then back down again, they actually write like a loop, like an L, like they're writing an L. It's a self-sabotage that I've seen in a lot of people's handwriting, and it's a very hurtful pattern that will attract negative experiences to you.
So you do want to do a loop, you're saying, or you don't?
No, you don't. It's a very hurtful, limiting pattern when somebody does that. So that's a big red flag for me that immediately, that's one of the first things I will tell people, is do not do this because this will attract energetically negative experiences and hurtful experiences to an individual.
Okay, so we got to go to a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the letters, because I personally am very fascinated with the letters. But you have a really interesting take on each specific letter and how they blend together in a name, for example, to form a specific pattern that shows up in your life. So we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. We got Misty Coggill, Alphabet Alchemy. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with more of Misty right after this break.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to the founder of Alphabet Alchemy, Misty Cogdill. Misty, I want to get into the letter specifically, but a couple questions come to mind. First of all, is there a difference between ordinary graphology or handwriting analysis and what you are doing? That's the first question.
A little bit, because what I'm doing is I'm looking at specific strokes of the handwriting. There's a beneficial way to write a letter, and you know, it's just literally it's like remapping your mind to think in the most noble, beneficial ways possible.
What is handwriting? How does that differ from ordinary handwriting analysis?
So handwriting analysis is going to look at what's going on, which is something that I do too. It's like you look at what's currently there, but then I have the tools or the techniques that it's like, okay, here's what you do about it. Instead of reading what's there and people saying, okay, you're this way, see you later, I say, okay, this is what I see, let's change it like this and have you come to the most noble thought patterns and beneficial patterns possible that will advance you in your career or, you know, uncover your long hidden talent.
So you're actually taking it to a second. You're actually going another step. You're actually taking it to another step as opposed to ordinary handwriting analysis. All right. Secondly, what are the implications of all of us typing now as a culture and as a society? So many more people using the computer and using keyboards to write rather than handwriting.
Yeah, I think with the keyboards, it's great. You know, people are able to get a lot of documents out, but I do recommend journaling every day. Like every morning, there's nothing wrong with getting out, you know, a booklet and start writing and journal a page every day. You can do it with your right hand and with your left hand. I mean, there's lots to it. It's like going to the gym. People will go to the gym and work out their body. And I say, well, you can go and get a pen and paper and work out your mindset by writing a page every day. It exercises your brain.
So you can actually, you recommend people actually do a handwriting workout every day in addition to using a keyboard. What I'm thinking, though, is what are the implications for society in general and as a culture for all of us or so many more of us using keyboards to write letters or to communicate messages as opposed to handwriting? I mean, in the last 30, 40 years, probably 90% of people are using keyboards rather than writing. I'm just making up a number, but it seems like a lot more people are using keyboards than 30, 40 years ago. What are the implications for the society and for the culture?
Yeah, it's Well, it's a technique that has fallen away, and because it's fallen away, it's definitely not serving everybody like it could be. So it's an art that I always encourage to bring back into a person's life. So it's something that is a tool that can support a lot of people, and I'm always encouraging it.
So you think we're losing something by typing instead of writing?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I think typing is good because you get a lot of stuff done. Obviously, it's a lot easier to type a page than it is to write a page, so it does speed things up. But there's nothing wrong with a handwritten thank you note to somebody, or there's nothing wrong with journaling, you know, every morning, maybe for an hour just to get that exercise. Because society has changed, you know, it has been an art that has fallen away. But I definitely, you know, recommend, hey, you can have the best of both worlds, and you can still type, but still do your journaling in the morning.
Okay, so that's handwriting. Now let's talk about the specific letters. Each letter has a specific meaning. I don't want to, we can't go through all 26 letters of the alphabet, but, excuse me, the most common words that most people will ever write are their names. So when you combine the meanings of every letter, that would, obviously that means your name has a specific meaning. So let's just take me, for example, you know, because it's my show and I want to know about me. So. I'm Ben, but I for a while I tried to be Benjamin, but it just didn't work for me. I mean, I thought it was cool to be Ben, just sound like a cool, it sounded more dignified than Ben, but it just didn't work for me. Tell us about B-E-N as opposed to B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, just as an example for the listeners.
Yeah, so every letter carries a specific pattern and a specific energy with it. So as you were writing Benjamin versus Ben, you're going to have a different experience with it. And I'm guessing that you liked the one experience more than the other. You know, I would say the letter B is about spirit-centered business, which it's all about leaving the job cleaner than when you found it. There's no manipulation. You're coming from a win-win place. You know, for example, the letter P is with self-love. The letter D is all about love for others. And the B is literally balancing both of those out, and you're coming from a win-win. You want everybody to win, including yourself. So it's a very, very healthy spirit-based letter, and it's the letter that we call the letter of the 21st century, because we always want every situation to come from a win-win. You know, you win, the clients win, everybody wins.
That's true. That's what I'm all about. Now, is the first letter of your name, is that the most important letter when it comes to impact on your life?
Yes. So the first letter of your first name is your biggest challenge in life, and the first letter of your last name is your life path. And the first letter of your first name, with it being, you know, your biggest challenge, the capital letter is what works with the mindset. That's what works with the imagination, with your, you know, your certain thought patterns. And then the other letters are what in your name are what work with your everyday life. So how you, you know, when you go to the grocery store, how you clean your house, how you take care of your vehicle, you know, what you like in the world kind of has a different pattern to it with your everyday activities.
What is F?
So the F is the letter of the future. It's one of the letters of creativity, and I always say there's no accident that the word future starts with an F. It's about bringing in creative ideas that have never been thought of before and then implementing them to be of better service to humanity. So I always say Henry Ford is a great example. You know, back in the day, he said, if I would have asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. They couldn't even have the concept of knowing that cars were even a possibility. So he invented a car with the letter F of his last name. You know, he brought in those ideas that have never been thought of, and then he was able to serve humanity in a very beneficial way. So the letter F is a fabulous letter.
Okay, so
all of the letters are fabulous, but it's always
fabulous.
Each one has its most.
Yeah, that's great. F for fabulous. So some of these initials, you can probably tell a lot about somebody just by their initials when you meet somebody.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So, okay, so where can somebody's interested in, like, getting some information on all this stuff, where would they go?
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page that's public for anybody who's interested. It's facebook.com/group/alphabet alchemy public group. You can find it there on Facebook, and then I have a private page for all of my clients where we do weekly Zoom calls, and I'm able to coach with people. And then I go over all of the letters on an individual call with them, and then I've got a whole program. that people could sign up for if they're interested in learning more about it. So I do webinars every month as well. So if they're in that Facebook group, they'll get notified for when I'm doing my next webinar. And then I'll be able to help advance people one person at a time.
And it's they just contact you by email?
Yes, so they can reach out to my email. It's mistycogdill888@gmail.com.
And where is all this codified somewhere? Or where did you get all this information from?
So I've been studying it for 9 years, but my journey actually began earlier because I was married in my 20s. And when I had went from Misty Cogdill to Misty Cook, I had noticed it took about a year, kind of like a slow leak in a bag of change, and it took about a year, and then I really recognized, I was like, whoa, something is different. I'm different. What happened? You know, where did certain parts of my personality go? Like, why did I change? I could not figure it out. So for 6 years, I was kind of left in the dark. And then I had had a lot of questions, and then I started studying handwriting analysis, and attracted, you know, some really awesome teachers. And I've been working with teachers for several years as well, and came up with my program, because everyone's like, you've got to make a program about this. All of my friends know, you know, how passionate I am about it, how much I love it, and how many of my friends' lives have advanced. And they're like, you got to teach this stuff. So it's through my own personal experience that I discovered it, and then I found teachers who have also been studying it, so I was able to advance my studies a lot further with it.
So there are other people who are talking about the impact of letters on personality or on lives and how the relationship between the two?
Yeah, there's a lot of handwriting analysis out there, and then, you know, there are other teachers that have taught it as well, but I, you know, it's one thing for somebody to read a book and be like, oh yeah, this is a great concept. It's another for someone to have a personal experience of like a transition, notice it, and then, you know, you've got the insight of it's almost like a deeper understanding. So I guess that's where I always say, from my personal experience and my deep understanding, I know it intimately on a level that I wouldn't have known about it if I wouldn't have had the experience that I did with having my last name change and go searching for those answers.
All right, Misty, we're out of time. Misty Cogdill, 888@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.